pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the passage we're going to read at Redeem the Commute's Daily Challenge today might leave you questioning whether I just committed some terrible sin by praying in public and letting you all know that I was doing it. Here's what Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount. When you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners that they might be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they've received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. Your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Well, there you have it. Jesus has an issue with public prayer. We've got a question. Is it an issue with people praying in public at all? Or is there something very specific here? Well, first of all, we've got to ask ourselves, is Jesus saying prayer is a bad thing? Well, first of all, he seems to think it's a good thing. He says, when you pray. He's telling his followers, when you pray. He expects that they will pray, that it's just something natural to do. And it would have been for people of his time in his culture. A good devout Jew would have prayed 3 times a day. And so Jesus wasn't telling them that there was something wrong with prayer, that they were never to pray. All right, so what is Jesus' problem with this way that the Pharisees, hypocrites he calls them, are praying? Is it that they, you know, stand up to pray? Probably not. It would have been the normal way to pray in Jesus' culture. Or was it a problem with them praying in street corners and synagogues? And maybe we shouldn't pray at all in public places, including churches, if Jesus said synagogues. But that doesn't really make sense either, because a synagogue would have been a normal place to pray. And Jesus was all about bringing his gospel, his good news, out to the streets. And so it doesn't seem like Jesus is telling us the problem is their posture or their location or even the fact they're praying at all. There's some other problem with the way the Pharisees are praying. Jesus says their motivation is their problem. It's the reason why they're praying that he takes offense at. And it's because they're praying to get ahead. They're praying to exert their influence and their power in society, to show others how religious they are, how devout they are. They want to make sure that everybody knows they do pray multiple times a day, that they are close to God. Their prayers are not really about getting close to God. They're about making sure others believe that about them, whether it's true or not. So the motivation is the issue. Just like last week when we looked at generosity, we saw how Jesus assumed his followers and the people in the culture around them would be generous givers. But he wanted his followers to be different. He wanted his followers to give for different reasons, for a different motivation than others. Now, when Jesus says not to pray like these people, we might interpret that really legalistically and say, okay, well, that means we should never, ever pray in public, much less we should make sure nobody ever sees us praying or knows that we're praying at all. It has to be a complete secret. But that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense because Jesus himself prayed and let other people know he was praying. He prayed in a garden with his followers near him. There were times that he prayed to his Father, and we have those prayers recorded in the Bible, so clearly somebody knew what he was praying. So that's not what Jesus is saying here either, that we should never, ever let anybody know that we pray. What Jesus is saying is that he doesn't want private prayer to become public. There's a difference between private and corporate prayer. Corporate or group prayer, Jesus encourages that, because right after condemning private prayer becoming public, he teaches his followers how to pray in public together, our Father. He says our. It's clearly a prayer meant for them, for a group, not just for himself as an individual. Then he would have said my Father. Well, I've got a question for you to consider as we explore the motivations behind our prayers. Have you ever said a prayer and not really meant it, or simply prayed because somebody asked you to? How did that feel? Have a great discussion, hopefully with a group, and if you haven't got a group, I'd encourage you to think about who you could share these discussions with. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.